a new name and a bigger mission for an institution that's been serving federal executives for quite a long time. Graduate School USA has been around since the 1920s, but the name is new and their mission is expanding. Dr. Jerry Ice is the president and CEO of Graduate School USA, and he's here to talk about what they're doing today and where they're going from here. Dr. Ice, it's great to talk to you, and I have to say, you have the coolest name of anybody on the show today.
I think some of these rock stars have taken my name in. As you may know, I'm not getting any kind of royalties out of that name.
Your son Vanilla has kind of gotten out of the whole limelight deal for a while. But it's great to have you on the program today, Dr. Ice. Thanks for coming on.
Well, we are a very special institution growing out of government back in 1921. Very interesting, almost a futurist in the name of Wallace, that was the secretary at the time, created the graduate school to really be a continuing professional education arm for individuals at that time in the Department of Ag. But in our 90 years since then, we serve really every department and every agency of government in daytime training in about 150 cities during the course of a year.
Is that why you moved away from the name USDA Graduate School? Was there a misconception there?
Somewhat. I always thought of USDA Graduate School as really a service unit to all government rather than specifically to the department, as you might find some sort of corporate universities within departments would serve the mission of that particular department. But our sort of breaking out was, I think, a signal that after 80-some years, we finally had reached the kind of full service to that we really needed to be independent. But the other thing that happened in those 90 years, the employees that worked at the school were not federal employees, and we were never an appropriated entity. We were really a fee for service. So even though we really became independent of the department, we really had the same mission, the same programs, and the same delivery that had been with the school for many, many years.
What kind of things, if I'm a federal executive and I want to add to my education credentials and learn more about how to do my job better, what do I get when I come to see you?
Well, one, we've got a number of certificate programs in HR, financial management, the audit area, supervision. We have a number of long-term, what we call nine-month programs, especially in executive leadership areas. And these areas allow the person to continue to work at their job but take a developmental assignment or stepping away for that 1 week, three times a year. And they really are in a cohort that represents individuals of really the same grade scale, but are with every department. They represent departments all over government. So that's become a very strong program through our leadership and management programs.
What are federal managers asking you for when it comes to training? What are the most popular things that they're coming to you and saying, would you work with me or work
Sure.
with my people on?
I would say one of the leading areas that we have would be our HR department, where we're talking about staffing, we're talking about classification, travel regs. So at one level are those individuals that do all of that painstaking work in the HR area all the way up to the management and supervision in personnel matters. So I would say that personnel HR is one, certainly financial management, acquisition. Those areas have become very strong, as well as I mentioned before, our leadership development programs.
Is there a concern that the budget situation might affect Graduate School USA? Every time I talk to anybody about budget, the first thing that goes is travel, and the second thing that goes is training. Any potential impact for you there?
It may. I think we've got some responses to that. Here at LaFont Plaza Cap Gallery at 7th and Maryland Avenue, we're fortunate in having sort of state-of-art of about 50 classrooms as well as a studio that individuals here in the Washington, D.C. area can simply take the metro and get off at LaFont Plaza. Two is the other piece that we do are contracts where we take a course and deliver it to the agency and department. Therefore, you don't have travel involved per se in that. And third, with our studio and a range of approaches in delivering courses and programs through distance education, we have the ability to take the strength of our content as well as our instructors and deliver that in a simulated classroom approach over the web.
What do you have on tap as far as what maybe things that you're getting asked for that you're just in the process of rolling out or improving on?
I think the one thing that many agencies are looking for is to customize a course that may take a module from one area, a module from another area, and almost creating an individual personalized anthology for that particular group of employees. And that ability to customize, I think, is the thing that we find many of the agency requests are coming into us for. And I think it is taking a three-day course, trying to pare it down to a one- or two-day course with very specific areas. And it could be in project management. It could be in ethics, a whole range of areas, especially in mandatory training. They want to try to get that through as best they can.
Dr. Ice, I appreciate you coming on and talking about what you're doing there today. And I also want to tell you I'm a big fan of your son, Bud Ice.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much for coming on. Great to talk to you today.
And it's great talking with you, and appreciate your interest in the graduate school.